I want to talk Seeking Sydney. Now, you might remember, if you've been listening to Breakfast, we'd have Monica on occasionally. We'd chat about the show that had been put together called Seeking Sydney. It was an idea of you asking questions that you want answered about Sydney. We grab a crack team of experts and get out there and make it happen. Make sure you're getting the answers you need. Miles Herbert's helming it for 2018. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, Nick. I'm just realizing that there's another American doing the Seeking Sydney.
I think it's fantastic. I'm so comfortable with that. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, it's interesting because I have a lot of questions about the city myself. So,
I'm curious. What do you want to know about Sydney?
I have a lot of questions about the way it was planned.
Badly.
Yeah, where I come from, I'm from Chicago, right? So everything's the grid system. So you constantly know where you're going at all times. And when I first got to the city, I was just like, where am I? How do I get anywhere? These roads go all over the place. It's absolutely insane.
It's my favorite thing about Sydney, though, is that we have main arterial roads that only exist because someone took an ox down there once and another guy followed him a week later, and then they kept doing it until it was a main road.
Yeah, well, and also, so Chicago burned down famously.
Oh, yeah, it did, didn't it? I should remember that, yeah.
And they got to rebuild it, and I don't think Sydney ever had that privilege, so maybe it's skewed a little bit.
Now, with Seeking Sydney, we use a little service called Harken, which is what people can come in, ask their questions through. If I'm not wrong, that actually originated in Chicago, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, actually. So maybe it's all fate.
Maybe it is fate.
Yeah, the platform is really cool, actually. So it's basically putting the power back into the people's hands when it comes to journalism. So we get to answer the questions you guys have about the city, whether it's, you know, quirky or, you know, super serious. You guys get to submit your questions on tourscr.com, and we go out there and find the answers.
And last year you saw some fun and serious stories, too. I mean, we kicked off, I think, talking about why there was a statue of Bruce Lee in Kogarah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and I actually have cut together a little bit of some tape from last year's packages, if you want to play that.
Let's have a little listen to that.
This whole beautiful country of ours, us in Australia, is all it's all sacred land.
Up my way, everybody knows everyone along the river.
There's two in the southern hemisphere, one in South Africa and one here in Australia.
This is Seeking Sydney, where we investigate your questions about your city. Over 5 million people live in Sydney, some with stories to tell and others with questions to be answered.
Most people, when they come out here, say, I've come past this place all my life and I've never been here.
Send us your questions and let us know what you've always wondered about this harbor city. Just go to 2scr.com/seekingsydney.
Some good reminders of some of the old stories there. I particularly, personally, enjoyed the Cooks River one, looking at what was the original naming for that. And I think that was one of yours, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was a really amazing story and one that was close to my heart. I live just in Merrickville, right next to the Cooks, and I walk that footpath every single day. And it's a really amazing river with amazing history. And to kind of track that back through the lens of Aboriginal Australians was absolutely amazing. They've lived and fished on that river well before invasion and have, you know, kind of gathered on that river and made it a part of their identity from, 1990s, when that diaspora kind of went from the city out to Redfern and into Merrickville. They kind of lived on that river and gathered on that river and made it a part of who they were for a really long time.
Yeah, it was an incredible, incredible story. So you're putting a call out. We want questions.
We want questions. That's it. We can't do this without you guys. We want to know what you guys want to know about the city. We have spent a lot of time in this room talking about what we want to know, right? But it's time for you guys to get online and to give us your questions so we can go out there and find the answers.
And it's really simple. If you go to 2scr.com, you'll find the Harken box. You'll see the Seeking Sydney logo. You literally just type your question into it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And hit send.
Yeah, so it's 2scr.com/seekingsydney. And go on and ask your question. And, I'll follow up with you, send you an email, get you on the phone, and we can really get into it. You can play a pretty big role in helping tell this story because you probably know more about it than we do. So
I think it's amazing. And of course, these stories get played on Razor's Edge on a...
Razor's Edge, Thursday,
that's
at 7:30. and breakfast, when do you run them?
Well, I run them as soon as you finish putting them together.
Yeah,
they're
going to be coming out. It's going to be great. And we're really excited to hear from you guys. So it's tourscr.com/seekingsydney and ask your question. It can be absolutely anything. Something that you've been sitting on for years and really want to know, or something you just were on the train and saw and it struck your interest.
Please do. Do it. Miles, thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll be playing, as Miles said, whatever Seeking Sydney episodes get put together right here on Breakfast as they become available.